time for It Says in the Papers with Padraig Lodge.
A financial package for the childcare sector being finalised by government to ensure it's in a position to reopen and facilitate a wider return to work at the end of the month provides the lead story for the Irish Times. The paper is reporting that the financial measures being considered are a wide range of reopening grants, while some subsidies which had been suspended while creches were closed will be restarted. Capital grants to enable childcare operators to invest in premises to comply with new public health rules are also under consideration. The Irish Independent leads with details of a government report which warns that creches will struggle to cope with a surge in demand for places if schools can't fully reopen in September. The report found that childcare providers are unlikely to be able to meet any increased demand as they may be operating at reduced capacity. Also in the Independent, health correspondent Eilish O'Regan reports that every household in the country may be in line to receive a bundle of free face masks. The suggestion has been supported by Dr. Killian de Gascoigne, chair of the government's expert advisory group. There are calls in the Irish Examiner for Munster to be opened up at a faster rate for the sake of tourism in the region. The calls follow the latest figures, which show a drop in the cases of new COVID-19 cases across the province. Independent TD for Cork South West Michael Collins spoke about growing anger about the impact on businesses, while Kerry Independent TD Danny Healy-Ray commented that he didn't understand why they have to wait for Dublin to open up when it's very obvious that cases in Munster are so low. According to the front page story in the Irish Daily Mail, up to 200,000 women waiting for cancer tests are facing more delays because of the ongoing health service restrictions. Cervical check campaigner Vicky Phelan is calling for a quick resumption, warning that any further delays will cost lives. The Irish Daily Star, the Irish Daily Mirror and The Herald all lead with the story that a Westmeath woman, Hazel Behan, who was raped in Praia da Rocha in Portugal in 2004, has asked police to review her case to establish if there's any connection between her attack and the German man being linked with the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Also in The Herald, only two Dublin area beaches have retained their blue flag status, the Velvet Strand in Portmarnock and Sea Point, while Cortown Beach in County Wexford had its blue flag withheld after losing almost all of its sand when the erosion that has plagued it for years worsened in the past week. There are now fears that decade-long plans to reinforce the beach with 300,000 tonnes of imported sand may be too late. The Star covers a petrol bomb attack on a gym at Kylemore Park in Ballyfermot, while the top story in the Belfast Telegraph is a U-turn by the Chief Constable of the PSNI, Simon Byrne, on plans to change their crest, dropping the words Northern Ireland. Mr Byrne has now conceded that the idea is a non-starter. The Irish News pays tribute to well-known agriculture commentator Davy Crockett, who died in an accident on his farm on the Derry-Donegal border on Monday. And finally, the Irish Sun informs us that Aldi has scrapped plans to sell paddling pools. The supermarket chain had intended to have inflatable ring pools and jumbo pools on sale from tomorrow, but with a hosepipe ban now in place, they've changed their plans, saying they want to play their part in helping to conserve water.